प्रणाम
मंगलम भवतु। दे आर टेलिंग ईच अदर वराहा पीडम नटवर वपु कर्णयो कर्णिकारम व्यव्रतवास कनकपुकम वैजयंती च मालां रंद्राण वेणुरदर्शया पूरय गोपदंड गंगारण्यम शबद रमण प्राप्त गीत। हैव यू हर्ड दिस? दिस इज बेस्ट श्लोक फॉर कृष्ण फेस एंड his beauty regarding the best slope in Srimad Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavatam or any book in the whole world. Krishna is going to cowherd. If this body is like made clouds, what kind of cloud? They are going to give water, full of water. Some white plus black. Krishna has on his bare body very yellow, like Thunderbolt is for only 1 second, but this is for eternal. Krishna has both Vaijayanti Mala of various colors, so fragrant. Bees are coming and get thrilling there. Krishna has so many signs in his foot. When Krishna gives state, all signs come out. All Vrindavan, all Braja. And Krishna sing towards anyone. And his eyes are searching anyone. And if he sees that thing, he becomes so overjoyed. Ja rahe hain? Jaiye. Shaam ko aane ke liye to kaha hai.
Shaam ko main aaunga.
Usko koi jhijak to paida nahi hogi.
Kisko?
Usko?
Wo apne ko hum ko. ऐसा वो वातावरण बना देंगे कोई दिक्कत नहीं है।
हाँ तो ठीक है,
ठीक है सर।
What Krishna is searching? What Krishna is searching?
Radharani.
हाँ, Radharani is searching. And if he gets that Krishna begins to do archan with eyes and smiling. Plays on Bansi and all cowherd boys rounding him. Jai Kanhaiya Lal ki, Jai Kanhaiya Lal ki are sounding. If anyone at that time in morning are coming Krishna from cowherding in the evening, if anyone's eyes have seen Krishna in this way, then their eyes are successful. Otherwise, no use of eyes. Book is at it. Come at once from your prison. You see Krishna is going. And he will not go always to only this very moment he is passing. and we will pass away. So come out. She is telling that my mother-in-law rebukes me. Don't go. There is a black snake. Will cut me and never be cured. So don't go. Tell her that she should protect her daughter, not to you. Come at once. Don't fear, otherwise this sin will go away. Then she told, why you are checking me? Why you are not checking your daughter and why you are yourself going there? I will not remain in this prison. I will go at once. Then God comes and see Krishna. Very marvelous scene. So this has been written in Srimad Bhagavatam. That is called Gopi Geet. At what time this Gopi Geet was done? When Krishna went to Cowherd and gopis are feeling separation. They are sitting in groups here and there and telling to each other. This time about 10. Rat Lila. When it was done?
At night.
When night?
Throughout the whole night.
Huh?
Throughout the whole night until the morning.
That rat was done in night. So it is the first time of night. Yashodama binded Krishna with the okhal. Okhal, you know?
Rope. A rope?
No. Wooden?
Grinding mortar.
Oh.
Grinding mortar.
Binded Krishna. And Krishna was waiting. What was the time?
Early in the morning?
Early in morning, before sunrise. No? So every pastime has its fixed date, fixed time. So when you are chanting, now it is about 11?
It's a quarter to 11.
Where Krishna is?
In the cowherds. Oh no, he's at Radhakund.
What is he doing?
With Radharani and the gopis.
What is he doing?
Picking flowers.
And? Doing so many things. Srimati Radhika has gone to Sun Puja. And she has taken a shape of a student, Brahmin student. She has taken some books here. He has kept his fancy anywhere and became fountain boy and went there. He is telling that Garki has invited me. I have no time. And Jatana is telling that you should do my daughter-in-law's son puja. So many things are going there. Then we chant this time. We can. In night, in last night do enchanting time to time, past time. But now it is very good for us, the real thing, that we are getting no mercy of Harina. So try to do prayer that you should be announced, and with the pity that you should realize all. Like Haridas Thakur, Raghunath Das Goswami,
we should.
You are feeling no sun rays?
I don't know if this is a proper question for the audience, but I wanted to get a personal instruction. I understand you gave Satsuru Maharaj some prayers to say as soon as upon rising, even before bath, and because it's hard for me to absorb myself on the transcendental platform, particularly upon rising. So I wanted to get a program for what prayers to do when, starting from
if
rising.
If you like, you can pray Rupa Goswami prayers, Raghunath Das Goswami prayers, that Adevi Kaku Paragatagataya Javacha Jati Nipatta Bhuvi Dandavati Kanarati Asya Prasadam Abudasya Janasya Kipra Gandharati Ke Abhagani Kanana. That O Radhike, I have taken your abode. We have given everything to in your lotus feet. Please be merciful to me. I am so unlucky. I am so sorry. I am so foolish. I know nothing. But yet I want that you should register my name in the list of your dasa. You can do like this. In Bilam Kusmanjita there are so many slokas.
Which prayer is by Rupa Goswami? That right. One. Where is that from? What book is that from?
There are so many books.
That's Raghunath.
Padyavali.
Padyavali?
No, Padyavali.
Stavramala is a...
There are so many.
Should I learn the Sanskrit or just say it in English?
You can say in English also. You can tell it in your bhavana and language. Simply, very simply. And if the slok is there, you can also utter slok.
Now, you told me on the first meetings that we were having that I should go around to the holy places and sweep and take the dust and put on the eyes, etc. Is it okay to do that with something like Jagatarini's boxes of dust, where she has the little bottles of the dust, and do it in the mind, or should we actually physically go to the places?
It will be so much better to go to the places. They will remember you all past times. And especially, oh, he has done some Parishram, labor. Yeah, he has done labor to come here. So, I should give mercy, bestow mercy. And you see the places. And pray to dust that kind to me. Make me realize me all these things. You should. You have. She has so many. What?
Bottles of dust.
No.
What?
That you have been recording?
Tapes. Yes. Oh, tapes.
She has. She will give you. Don't come here.
It's
in like manner.
Oh, right, right.
Understand?
Right.
Understand?
Uh-huh.
But what? But if you cannot come here, then you listen to tape. Or if you cannot go to the place, if you're not living in Vrindavan, then some dust with you you can use. But if you're in the place, you go to the place.
To go to places is more benefit. If a nice soul does not tell anything, always silent, but yet if you go, you gain something. You know this fact? You know? So in this way, if that place will not tell anything, but it will give some inspiration in heart of that person. So it is better to
You were discouraging when I mentioned about Gayatri Mantra, the first mantra, Om Bhur Bhuva. You were saying how it's a little Purusha Bhav to say that. So is it okay to think of how Radharani worships the sun god when we say that mantra, or what?
What
how should we think?
Mantra, there is potency anything.
Mm-hmm.
It will manifest in you.
So how should we think when we say the first mantra?
What they will give you impression, you will think.
Given what?
Don't give anything. Jor mat do. Nahi samjha. Don't trace.
Oh.
On Gayatri. Only your Gurudev has given, gone, what he has told.
Okay.
But trace on Gopal Mantra and Kama Gayatri.
We heard that you said to one of the devotees that she should say the last two verses 108 times in a day. Should we do that?
You can do.
Is it better to do that even though we don't have such a taste now? As part of sadhana?
It is sacred things. I don't tell all these things in mass. So secretly, but you will not keep anything separate.
No, well, the tapes, who gets them is very much considered. Oh, should I turn it off?
Sadhana.
Right.
Don't talk propaganda in your whole this.
No.
It is not propaganda. If you will propagate, you will get nothing.
Right.
Only propagate, you should take Harinam, be far away from four things, drinking and all this. You know four things? Be there and there. Do Bhagavad Bhakti. Don't forget what I'm telling you.
Right.
You should keep in your heart.
The tapes are only for a few people who are already hearing from you.
Only for you.
Oh.
Or those who are hearing. Not for all. They will misuse.
Right.
And go to hell if they are not qualified. They will understand here and there.
ठीक है
अरे भैया ठीक है उसको साथ में ले आया। आप लोग ठीक हैं? आज तो बहुत अपने सब बच्चों के साथ में आए।
आप पहले से आए माती को?
ये तुम्हारा भाई है?
ये मेरा भाई ही मामा का लड़का।
अच्छा,
ये तो खास भाई माया, ये मामा का लड़का है। हाँ, अहमदाबाद से आया हुआ है।
Sometimes
try to go in the last bottom of Hari Katha.
Last bottom?
Bottom.
What's the last bottom? The depths? The deepest?
Deepest.
How? By praying to?
By bhavana. Only we can please Krishna, Aradhika, by this thing. Only it can approach to the feet of Krishna. If we select one of any efficient gopi, we will not leave her feet. They may do anything that they will send us in the feet of Krishna. Sri Rupa Kripaye Suniyachi Lok Mukhe Bole Sarvajan. Sri Rupa Kripaye Mile Sri Krishna Charan. In a poem, it has been written, Narottam Thakur is writing, I have heard that by taking shelter in the lotus feet of Rupa Goswami, Rupa and Krishna easily be found. So, I pray my Gurudev that he should take me to Tarup Goswami and should fell me in the lotus feet of Rupa Goswami. And pray for me that you should take me to Jugal Kishore. Jugal Kishore, you know? Jugal Kishore, Kishore. Then Rupa Goswami, Rupmanjari will take me to Lalita Vishakha and tell her, pray her, that give a special mercy for them, this new one. Then they will take to Radha and Krishna. Radha will tell, ask, who is she? Then Rupmanjari will tell, that newly coming, oh, it seems very efficient, very what?
Organized.
Very sweet. Very beautiful. Very efficient in every color. Color, you know? Art. Master of all arts, she knows. Then Srimati will laugh something, smile, and Lalita will give her hand in the hands of Kishori ji. And she again will give her hand in the hands of Rupa Manjari. Keep it and make this newly Sakhi so efficient in every dancing, singing, playing, doing everything. So if anyone like this efficient Sakhi on, everything is who is so merciful.
You said pray to our Guru to bring us to Rupa Goswami, Rupa Manjari. So how can we think of our Prabhupada in his Vastu city without imagination, without Kalpana?
Pray everything to him.
But should we meditate on him in the form that he previously revealed?
Anyhow you should do. But it's convenient.
If I take off the tape, can I ask the question? It's pretty safe.
You want to take my everything and I will be like you.
It says in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that the more the Panchatattva distributed love of God, the more it increased hundreds of times. So whenever you distribute it to us, you're getting it hundreds of more times anyway.
You are taking my everything.
That's only Vivekananda. He said that. Just one last question, very quick. Sometimes when I pray to Radharani for direct service, I say, please give me your direct service so that when I preach, it'll have more effect. But is this proper, or should I just forget about the preaching and just say, please give me your direct service, and then everything else will come automatically? Is that a dumb question, as usual?
This is question.
Very profound. It's a very deep question.
Again, you should tell again.
You know, we pray to Radharani, please give me your service. Let me put the necklace on you, etc., etc. Let me have your direct service. So, one of my services, you know, here with this body is prachar, you know, bhadi bhakti prachar. So sometimes when I pray to Radharani for her direct personal service, I say, so that when I preach to the public, it will have, you know, you will be present there and I'll have more effect in giving people Krishna consciousness. Because right now I don't have effect. Is that kind of prayer okay?
Going so. No? When Srimati Radhika will bestow her mercy to you, and if you become mad, at that time what preaching will do?
It will be very effective. But I mean, should I bother praying like that or not? In other words, don't pray like that.
Then preaching will be most beautiful. Anyone see you weeping, rolling, sitting on me, less and less time more than what you are doing. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was doing preaching in mass here and there and there, but he did so many times more when he was in cave, Gambira, and weeping, oh Krishna, where you are. Get test in this, what I am telling you. You will bhul jayegi sab kuch. Forget everything. whether you wear this sari or not, no care whether it is selling on ground, then you are going to Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And then everyone know you. She is mad in Krishna prayer. Then real prachar will be done. Now we are teaching without any realization. But if teaching is with realization, it will be so fruitful. 100 and less time more. Janma sartha kara para upakar. At first, you should realize yourself and Krishna. Then you can tell anything about him. Now you are distributing letters, telegrams, like peons. We are like peons. We don't know what is in this. You are giving. But when you realize, then that thing will be another. If anyone hear you at that time, see this shortly, like gopis, realize so. I mean only that I should be realized. I'm telling for so many years and years that to chant, yes, but I have no realization. No water comes. I want that Krishna should come with waters. Heart should come out. Then really this thing is sadhan bhajan. Boss, now stop.
Closer to which one?
Eh?
Which one are you closer to?
One, okay.
No, I don't like
it. Don't like
it. I don't like it. You are un-okay.
How do we understand that, Maharaj, that somebody who's transcendental to the modes of nature and doesn't have any karma like you, yet you appear to be ill sometimes? How do we understand that?
अखिलेश की कौन है?
मौसी
है। आगरा से आ रहे हैं। अभी तो हमारे पास ही था। अखिलेश, ओ अखिलेश, इनको पहचानता है कौन है? इनको पानी उनी तो पिलाओ। You are okay? Why you are okay?
Because I'm sitting here.
Is it okay to ask that question?
I'm
that I
not okay because I'm not chanting, doing Rup Bhajan, Sadhana, sitting idle, doing katha, দুটাই নষ্ট, তোমরা ঠিক সময় তো দেখবে
না, খারাপ বলে তো দিলাম না
বেটা। হাতে কি মালা লাগিয়েছে?
রং করছিলাম।
কি রং?
চেয়ার গুলো তো রং করেছি।
চেয়ার কালার্ড অল দি
করে
দোষ ব্যাক সাইড
দো
ব্যাক ব্যাক
দোষ দু পাই
হ্যাঁ
ব্যাক সাইড আদার সাইড অফ দোষ
I get no time for doing bhajan and chanting and reading book. Nevertheless, my time goes. Always thinking, what to do, what to do. So I am not doing.
But you're always living with Krishna anyway.
Huh?
You're always living with Krishna anyway.
I always see that I am, I do, I cannot do. Only take prasadam and sleep. Again take prasadam and sleep. And talk. I do talk. Doing nothing. I give so many plans, so many harikatha to others. But not by my heart, for myself. So I am thinking what to do.
But you can see Krishna's pastimes everywhere.
Any question?
Well, I had just asked the question before, how can we understand how someone who's beyond the modes of nature, a pure devotee, who doesn't have karma, when he gets sick or has to go to the hospital, how do we understand that?
That's Krishna mercy. Two things. His own past karmas, due to his own bad and good karma, what he had done. Thoughts are coming now. We should avail all these things. Tatte inukampam susumikshaman bhunjan evatma kritam vipakam. We have done in past and now the action, reaction is coming.
We can say that about ourselves, but someone who's beyond karma, someone...
Then we should, she is telling. Sukadeva Goswami is telling to Parikshit. First he should know in connection with his own. But for others he will see that tattenu kampam. He should see that Krishna mercy is there. Krishna is doing kripakutam. So many he does. For gopis, he goes outside of gopis. And gopis are weeping and they are so sad, telling that to himself that we have done anything wrong in past lives. That Krishna has done our oversight. So, regarding ourselves, we should know that for past times, sins, for good, we are having all this. And for others, Krishna is doing mercy to them. How? I feel.
Doctor,
I'm not. I'm so angry. I'm so angry. I'm so wretched. I'm so karmi. But always I am busy with karmas. But Krishna has held me ill. So that you should not leave. I wonder here and there, going everywhere. What? I have no time to do that. By mercy Krishna thought that he will not do. So he must be ill, so that he will not go here and there, and he will chant. So it is the mercy of Krishna that he has made for me. I have anger, he has held me ill. I will be angry to others. All are serving me. So I am debted to them. So I will have to think that I should not be angry. At that time I am without help. Alone, no help from others. So, if I'm angry, I'm so weak, and if I'm angry, they will do like this. Understand? No? But
if I'm
weak,
right,
and I will be angry to any very stout person, then he will do like this and do like this.
Defeat you.
With you. So by fear I will not angry. So Krishna has created such a circumstances that you should not be angry. If you will be angry, they will beat you. You should not abuse anyone. If you will be abused, they will beat you. So Krishna has done so much, so good sad. But circumstances that I will have to falsely check me. So this is Krishna mercy. I am so luster. Krishna has fallen ill. How can you do? So it is Krishna mercy. I was so laborious and my body was so strong in my young age. Always going, moving here and there. No? So Krishna fell me ill and Gurudev ordered that you cannot go here and there, so you should translate Bangla bhakti books in Hindi and you should manage to publish a monthly magazine. So by force I have to live here. Guru Maharaj created a mutt here for me, that he will live here, read books. He gave me so many books here because I was in at that time. Krishna fell me ill. And then I was bound to read books sitting in illness and writing something. At last I became a famous editor. knowing his very thing. This was the mercy of Krishna, that I fell ill. If I was not ill by the Krishna mercy, I could not read books. I would have been ignorant one. So everything is the policy and mercy of Krishna. Your spiritual master went in sleep, keeping you all here, all babies and boys, infant, all were infant, very little young boys, knowing nothing. He left them and went. We should see that it was the mercy of his mercy, Krishna mercy and your spiritual master mercy. They should preach. They should learn anything. If he was present, they will not learn more. It may be that they would quarrel and disobey Bhaktivedanta Swami. Now he was behind them and doing so. Do you think this?
Well, we fought so much anyway, and so many of us left anyway, even though he left so that we would grow up.
So it was mercy. Krishna mercy and Guru mercy.
But even after he left, I mean, we still fought and we still, many of us went away.
I am not understanding.
He's saying that we were fighting when he was here, so perhaps he decided to, it would be best to leave. But after he left, we fought more and so many left his shelter
it
after
would be
he left.
So that if he was still alive, London, maybe
still it happened.
Now all are thinking here and they have more regard for him in this case. Even they have left, but they have more regard. So he is mercy. They are feeling separation. They weep for him. Do you weep for him? So it is far or better. So we think like this.
अभी 10 बजा, तुम 10 बजे तो आने की बात थी, तो 10 बजे कभी कितना बज रहा है, हाँ? एक घंटा। अच्छा ठीक।
Any more?
You said we should read the Brihad Bhagavatamrita.
Yes.
So in there, in the last volume, there appears...
You have read?
Yes.
You are very quick.
I have to read it again though. There's stories that Gopakumar tells about Aristasura and Keshi that are different from the Bhagavatam, apparently. Because it said that Krishna didn't kill Arista, but he just made him a bull for his cart. And Keshi just became one of the horses in Vrindavan.
We'll have to reconcile all these facts.
How?
God may give you that thing. That how I reconcile all these things. You make us reconcile all these facts. It is true to any extent. And Bhagavatam, that thing is same. Bhagavat has told that he killed this Keshi. But after what? After that, what became? He went to Golok. Because Krishna has killed him. He went to Golok and became in a shape of horse there. And please, Krishna played. Sometimes ride on him and run. And so both are the same. Understand?
Also, when Akrura came to take Krishna to Mathura, Krishna got off the chariot and he went into the forest with the gopis. And then when Akrura and Balaram came to get Krishna, the gopis still didn't want Krishna to go. They said, "You're a liar. Mother Yasoda's Krishna's real parents. And even if you have to kill Kamsa and protect the Yadus, still we don't want you to do it." So it appears that they're not compassionate to Devaki and Vasudeva and the Yadus, and that Krishna shouldn't leave them to save them, to save the people in Mathura. How do we understand that they are compassionate, that they're not selfish?
Selfish.
The gopis.
Gopis are selfish.
So it appeared that way because they said, don't go
gopis
and...
Gopis are giving arguments that to save hundreds and thousands, one should be killed, this is normal, offense. Understand? To save hundreds, thousands, by killing one, then killing is good. And to save one, thousand and lakhs are killed, this is not good. So gopis are telling. They are only Vasudeva and Devaki will be killed. And they will be killed by Kamsa. But here, everyone be killed by themselves, not by Kamsa. Because Krishna is soul and life of all gopis and gopis. They will be killed themselves without any
external force.
But Devaki and Vasudev will not be killed if Kamsa does not kill. So it may be that anyhow Kamsa will be checked and they may not be killed. But here everyone be killed. So gopis' arguments are very...
But didn't it also involve the whole Yadu dynasty was afraid of Kamsa? The whole Yadu dynasty was afraid of Kamsa. So didn't it involve their protection as well? The whole Yadu dynasty? Because if Krishna killed Kamsa, then the whole Yadu dynasty would be protected.
But anyhow, they will not kill him. They will be escaped. They will go here and there and they will... But gopis cannot go there anywhere. Like fish, they will be killed. Without water.
Death is certain.
That's telling the real fact. And they are telling the real fact that Akuji is loyal. Because they have themselves seen that Yashoda has yelled a baby, Krishna. But there, why are they taken? To lie? So gopis are. There is something in gopis' argument, but not in a crude argument. He has partiality towards Mathura.
They have partiality towards Vrindavan.
No, they are not. They are telling frankly what is his fight.
क्या
अरे कब से बैठी हैं ये, एक दो घंटे से बैठी हैं, अभी निकला। उनका कोई काम धंधा तो है नहीं।
Now, one young girl and her family approached me yesterday in the guest house.
Where?
In the guest house at our temple. And just very basically, we were talking about Krishna consciousness, chanting, japa, because she was chanting the Balabhacharya, that mantra that they do.
Krishna
Some guests who come to our Bombay or Calcutta temple. So I have two questions. One, What happens if somebody chants Sri Krishna Sharanamama? Can they also reach the destination of Krishna? Or what is their status? Do they have to come to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or what?
What do you think?
I personally think so, because Krishnadas Kaviraj said that anyone who doesn't accept Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Krishna, he's not accepted as a real Vaishnava. But other people think differently, so I'm asking you.
No. You know that 60,000 rishis went to Ram.
60,000 what? Rishis.
In Dandakaram. They went to Ram. And they were again in the form of gopis. And became gopis and went Ram. So by going Ram, also Ras can be achieved and Krishna can be. Shruti have received Gopi Bhav and they are in Gopi. Bilva Mangali, before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has also received.
So why did
Yadeva Goswami also has?
Right. So why does Krishnadas Kaviraj say that then?
Eh?
Why does Krishnadas Kaviraj say that? Adi Leela chapter 8.
What?
That anyone who doesn't accept Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Krishna and worship him, he can't achieve Krishna.
So how before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu you can feel? After Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you can feel like this. But before, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was, has no birth,
right, but I mean now, the people now who are, and say in other sampradayas, Balabha sampradaya, who chant Sri Krishna Sharanam, Mama, what is the...
What do you mean by Krishna Sharanam?
Surrender to Krishna, take shelter of Krishna.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told this thing, Yoh Bhajya Aage Kohar. Understand? Yoh Bhajya Aage Kohar. It is outwards, born. Sarvadharmana pratyajyamam ekam saranam brajaham tvam sarvapapemam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that, oh, this is not good. This is outward. Go on. So, only saranakti will not be. Saranakti is for protect, for taking anything from Krishna. So saranakti is not bhakti. It is the door of bhakti. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bhakti, what he has given, is a novak. First Guruji thing, before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Ramchandra and all others have given Gopi Bhav, but not Manjari Bhav. And to everyone, those who came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, qualified, unqualified, everyone, whom he saw, he gave that Bhav. Even to animals, so specialty in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He's so generous. He is so kind, he is so merciful than Krishna. At that time, Dandakaranya Vasi has austerities for about lakhs and lakhs years. But now, in one or two, or three works, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda and friend comes. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, oh, pardon.
So when I was speaking to her about the holy name, Krishna's none different from his name, because I knew in my heart that I have no realization of this,
yes.
It was very painful to speak to her, because I knew, what can I give her? Because I have no realization. So when I experienced that pain, how should I pray to Krishna, or what should I do?
we should pray with our heart. Our bodies and hearts should be one. When we are praying, our heart should become out in the shape of tear. Then both will be one. So we can tell, but we cannot do without mercy of Krishna or any special Krishna associate. We can weep for worldly things, but not for bhakti. We can see, we can do something, but how to weep? Indian ladies are very expert in weeping. Are you expert in weeping? Oh, she is very expert. I want to learn how to weep. I also want, but I want to be from my heart. Oh Krishna, this will do. Only Raganuga Bhakti can do very easy, but it is hard to very what? If there is no Raga Bhakti, we should go on doing Vaidhi Bhakti. No other alternative. Ranjan Gaurangi, Radhe Vrinda, Vishabhan, Sute Devi, Pranamani Hari, Mangalam Bhavatu. Mangalam Bhavatu?
Auspiciousness. Become auspicious.
This is Ashirvad. Ashirvad, you know?
Benediction.
Benediction. Blessing. I always bhul jata. Just remember. My mind is so... I could not remember. Shikovya?
Do you have any questions?
You are satisfied?
You have questions?
Which I
ask? Yeah.
Maharaj, in Navadvip you were saying that you can pray in Navadvip to enter Vrindavan, to enter the mood of Vrindavan. And we should pray for qualification in Navadvip. So can we pray to Navadvip while we are in Vrindavan for qualification to enter Vrindavan? And it's just the same.
Being here, we can pray Navadvip. And being in Navadvip, we can pray Vrindavan.
Is that because of the merciful nature of Navadvip Dham?
Have you read the Madhurya Kadambini? It will be very helpful. Try to follow the lines of Madhurya Kadambini. How to give up enough and to chant pure Harinam and to remember. how to advance, how to be nestic, bhakti, and after that, ruchi, asakti.
In the Madhurya Kadambini, there are many, many kasayas mentioned, and anarthas, and obstacles. And you say we should think how to give them up, and at other times you say we can give them up with by having greed they automatically go away. So how do we adjust this? Do we try to get rid of them individually, or try to increase the greed by praying and begging more?
By doing public activities more and more. How we can increase our greed in Radha Anuga Bhakti, it is essential. How it will be? By reading or hearing Harikatha like this, by remember the past times of Krishna.
हमारा कोई घर है तो
when you are going?
The 26.
And you?
26.
All 26.
Second.
22nd?
22nd.
Second.
Perhaps you can think of something I can bring you back from the West that's difficult to get here or whatever. Aren't you coming to Vrindavan? You are coming to Vrindavan?
On 25th or 26th. I will come. And be up to 5th. I will give letters to that word. Anything more? You know everything. You are. Read also Srimad Bhagavatam with commentary.
I've been reading Hridayananda Maharaj's 10th canto. It has little bit of Biswanath Chakravarti Thakur in the purport. If there's some other book of Biswanath Chakravarti Thakur's 10th canto purport, we don't know about it, but we're reading the 10th canto.
But always read.
By and by.
By and by. Always read with deep affection and love.
How?
Yashoda. Yashoda wants that Srimati Radhika should come to my house and she should prepare meal for Krishna. You know? Why?
Because she's serving the conjugal pastimes of Radha and Krishna by inviting Radharani over. So that she can facilitate the connection between Radha and Krishna.
Outwardly it has been told that she is calling Srimati Radhika, that his son is not taking food, he is so lean and thin. So if she will prepare meals, it will be very tasteful. And if she prepares, Durvasa has told that your preparation, who will test? She will be most worked out or very strong.
No disease.
No disease. She will be not be parajit, not be defeated by anyone, and so many things. But this was outwardly. Yashoda knows that if anyhow I can call Srimati, my boys will be very careful. But why he will be cheerful? He does, she does not. But she knows that she will be very cheerful. And if I am not calling, Krishna has no test in anything. No? No test. She knows. So she calls. This is very integral. And one thing is that also, that anything is not, anything is, she knows everything. She knows everything. But it cannot express, she cannot express. She knows everything. A mother knows everything. But for her boys, children, she will not disclose and she will be as ignorant that I am not. And she will give effort, but facility to meet them.
And pretend that
if there was not this, no Krishna Lila would be so sweet. So everyone, father, mother, Sakha, Das, everyone helping Madhura to be so sweet. Otherwise it would be not. Anytime Srimati and Krishna were in a position that they meet together and they were about to talk in the midst of Yashoda came. But see, this seeing book, but seeing no one, she is going straight. Krishna and Srimati Radhika both saw them and became so shy. Huh? They fled away here and they fled away. No? This is called Ras. Understand? So, whether Yashoda knows or not anything, she is ignorant or anything, but yet it produces Ras to Krishna. So everything helps. Be helpful for. We should think all these things like this.
You said whether she knows or whether she's ignorant, she's still helping.
But she is not ignorant. This is known.
In the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, in the morning, she...
Everything is not is disclosed anywhere, that I am telling you. This is different. Anyone cannot disclose. There are so many things. In Bhagavad poem, so many things are there. All are undisclosed. And Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, sometimes Sanatana Goswami has disclosed. But even there are so many facts that they have not also. Close. It is not a fact of to be close. Only to realize in heart and in Harikatha, hearing and knowing. ठीक है. तुम आजकल यही पर है. मैं आज देखा तुम यही पर है. पप्पा के है. ठीक. बस.